When you look at Aaron Rodgers, this guy has put together so many highlight films on plays where he was thought to be had, but then got out of it,
right,
and then made a play. So when you blink, you just have to be worried that this guy can make a play in a moment's notice.
Right, because, I mean, he has a fantastic strong arm for a quarterback and can do it off the run, you know. And he doesn't have to plant his feet, so he can really release it anytime he wants to. And that's where you have to just be key. When he's scrambling, you got to make sure you find the guy and make sure he does not get open and get behind you. Because, I mean, Aaron's really looking for that that deep ball pass and get downfield or score a touchdown.
He uses the whole field so well, much like Breeze does he not?
Yes.
And that's very difficult to defend.
Correct. I mean, the only thing about them two, Aaron gets out the pocket. Drew Breeze usually stays in the pocket. So you got to keep him content because he kind of fast for a quarterback. And he tries to get those first downs if he doesn't see anything down deep.
Now, after last week when you had four of your top six DBs down, I don't know exactly what your availabilities are going to be this week, but can you clean some of that stuff up? Do you think now, even if those guys are down, things can be better now that you've already gone through it?
Definitely. If those guys are down, I mean, definitely it's going to be better because communication-wise, we know everybody plays. We play. Now we have an understanding of where this person likes to do and what this person sees and stuff like that. And on the field, we can just play without thinking now.